Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 60 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this selection, the Chafetz Chaim discusses cases that you are allowed to believe the Lashon Hara. We'll discuss two cases, and the point that the Chafetz Chaim makes that there are exceptions to the extent that you are allowed to believe. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Im echad bo etzlo, if a person comes to you and tells you a story, something that happened, that's genus la'atzmo v'lachaveiro, that's negative about himself and about somebody else. Eino muter la'amino rak al atzmo v'lo al chaveiro. He's only allowed to believe what the person is saying about himself. He's not allowed to believe what he's saying about his fellow. This is closely related to a previous session in which the Chafetz Chaim pointed out sometimes the person is saying things in such a way that gives you indications that maybe he's saying the truth. He's willing to say it in public, he's willing to say it in front of the person that he's talking about, etc. Here too, if he says the story about himself and the other person, it seems to be that it's true. He's telling you it's true. Nevertheless, you can only accept it regarding what he's saying about himself. On himself, he can say, but to include somebody else, it is not believed. Another case is a case described as Mehemen Kivei Terei, a person who has such a close relationship with you that they are believed as if it was the cross-examined testimony of two witnesses. This case is mentioned in Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara at first rebukes somebody who said Lashon Hara. The case is that there was a person, Tuvia, who did a severe violation that's well known to be a violation, and a person, Zigud, came to say testimony against this Tuvia. The problem was that Zigud, who's telling the information, is only a single witness, and therefore he was severely reprimanded for telling this information to the Beis Din. The Gemara continues and says, what would happen if he wanted to tell this information to his Rebbe, to his own personal close relationship Rebbe, for a constructive purpose? And the Gemara says, Iyada de Mehemen l'Rabbe, Kivei Terei, if he knows that he will be trusted by his Rebbe, the equivalent of two witnesses, Leimole, then indeed you're allowed to say the Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. So the Chafetz Chaim explores this heter and its exceptions. The heter seems to be that one person, if he's telling the information for a purpose, is able to do so. The exception, though, and the weakness in this heter, is that it only accomplishes the truthfulness of your story. It does not take care of the fact that the person might have been doing it by mistake, he might not have appreciated how severe what he was doing was. The case of Tuvia was that it was a clear violation known to everybody as an immoral activity. But if you have anything that's borderline and you say it over as if it's fact, he did a terrible thing, if there's room to be dan lekaf schus, to judge the person favorably, we're still obligated to judge them favorably. Again, being trustworthy only accomplishes that you're trusted, but then we still have to look at the information that you're telling and wonder, is there room for us to be dan l'kaf suchus? Additionally, the Chafetz Chaim points out that sometimes the negative thing that you're saying has really nothing to do with the person himself. Shalilas hamailos, that he's not perfect in every area, but you present it in a negative way, that he's really not smart. Or to talk about the behavior of his ancestors, or the prior behavior of him himself, even though he's already done tshuva, bevadai lo shayich bazeh mehemen kveitrei, in such cases, a person is believed like too, has absolutely no relevance. D'may have im adavar hazeh eno sheke meikaro, indeed it could be that what you're telling is truthful. Afal piken osra ha-Torah. But that exactly is the case that the Torah forbade to speak badly about somebody. And therefore, only if there's no room to be done lekav schus, would you be able to relate it to this person who trusts you implicitly. In such a case, because he trusts you so much, it's not considered gossip, and it could be viewed as constructive. On a practical level, if a person does have to relate something to a Rebbe, to a mentor, to a parent, and they wonder if there's room to be done lekav sechus, they should specifically discuss it in a professional manner, leaving room for dan lekav sechus, not to be definitive and certainly not to be sarcastic, but to be benevolent and constructive. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.